So I want to start off by asking everyone just a short, simple question. How confident are you that you are going to heaven? Do you feel that you have done or following what God has told you to do on a scale from 0% to 100%? 50%, 75%, 100%? Where do you fall in there? I want you to think about that as we go through this short invitation this evening. Turn with me to the book of 1 John. I saw that question yesterday evening when I was at the Lane County Fair, and it really struck my attention, and I thought I'd discuss it with you guys tonight. So in the book of 1 John, we're going to look at chapter 2, starting with verse 1. The title of this chapter is Christ is Our Advocate. It's a very important statement. Starting with verse 1. My little children, I am writing these things to you that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He Himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. And by this we know that we have to come to know Him if we keep His commandments. The one who says, I have come to know Him, and does not keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Verse 5. But whoever keeps His word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in Him. The one who says he abides in Him ought himself to walk in the same manner as He walked. So how do we become in Jesus, as it says in verse 5, that we are to be in Him? Well, we see that we need to keep His word. And then in verse 6, it also says that we need to walk in the same manner that He walked. And that's a very important thing to recognize when studying Scripture and seeing the example that Christ led on this earth. So turn with me over to the book of Ephesians. In Ephesians, we're going to look at chapter 4, the end of chapter 4. Chapter 4, starting with verse 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Now skipping to verse 1 of chapter 5. Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also has loved you, and gave Himself up for us, an offering, and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. So how does that tie in with our hope of heaven or our striving for salvation and our confidence that we are following what God would have us to follow in His Word? Well, by being Christ-like and reflecting on the Scriptures and seeing the example that He led on this earth, we can confidently see how to be a Christian in blameless in God's eyes. And so, as we saw in the book of 1 John, it said that He was giving His grace to the whole world. And so I hear a lot whenever I talk to anyone about God that, well, I'm just such a sinner. There's no way that I could be a Christian at this point. Well, no, that's not true. Now, back up with me a couple pages to chapter 2 of Ephesians. Even though we were once of this earth, we now have more hope because of God. So, Ephesians 2, starting with verse 1. 2:1. You were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in order that in the ages to come He might show the surpassing riches of His grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. And so we are able to have that confidence no matter where we are in our relationship with God, because we see that Sin separates us from God, but there is always hope. There is always that opportunity for us to go back to Him, to study His Word. And no matter how you answered that question that I asked in the beginning of this, no matter where you find yourself on that confidence scale, we can always have that opportunity to be with Him once again. So if you feel as if you have answered that question with anything less than 100%, then make that change, study His Word, and seize this opportunity in this day to follow Him and be a Christian in His sight.